Hey everybody, it's Mary Lou Tyler. This week's guest is Matt Benatti. He's the CEO and co-founder of LeadGnome. For those of you who haven't heard of that company, this is a great story. Why? Because it's a part of the sales process that we talked about way back when, but we never really talked about how to do it and how to keep on top of it and how to be disciplined at it. Well, Matt will tell you his story of what happened to him and how this all came about with this company. But it was all about the fact that there was a need out there that he was trying to solve a problem and looked high and low to find solutions and realized that, wait, I'm going to just build it myself. So welcome, Matt, to the podcast today. I can't wait to hear your story.
Thanks, Mary Lou. I appreciate it. It's great to be on the show.
So we talked a little bit offline about how this all got started. Can you please help the audience understand, you know, what happened to you in that moment and what got you on this path? And then talk a little bit about this technology, because it's not really a part of the stack that we discuss very often, if at all. Is that true, right?
Yeah, that's very true. It's very true. And, the first predictable revenue that you and Aaron worked on actually had a paragraph or two on this subject. And the subject is all about how to leverage reply emails, right? These auto responses or autoresponders that come back at us every time we send out emails. The first book was talking about sales now actually sending out emails to have a multiple sort of pronged approach to selling, right? It's not just all about the calls. And certainly marketers understand sending emails as well. And I was leading marketing teams at the time where sort of that aha moment came. It was a small marketing team, and we had a small sales team. And we were trying to really work some magic there, and I was leveraging every guerrilla tactic I could find. Well, it turns out that the information that comes back in these replies is just highly relevant and actionable for the sales teams that I was supporting and the LDR team that I was driving. And so basically, I looked around for something that could take away the manual pain. If any of you have tried to go in and look at the replies and then cut and paste the information into Salesforce or what have you, that's really painful. So I was willing to pay people if I could find somebody that would automate this process. And there just wasn't anything out there. And so that's why I started the company, because I needed it for my own teams. And I knew others needed it as well.
Yeah,
that's how we got started.
I remember in 2011 when we were doing this, there was a manual process. We called it OOO, out of office. And when we got the reply in from the email engine, this is sales, we would go into Salesforce and we actually had a task activity type called OOO. And we would then simply just cut and paste the body of the email into the comment area as right. Tracking, and whether or not they developed new contact records from the fact that it referenced within the email who to contact, what their role was, and how they helped this person who was out of office with telephone numbers that were usually direct lines, would all be thrown into the beautiful comments area that was impossible to parse out. So I totally can relate to what you're saying. So tell us about this power of this intelligence that you've now are at our fingertips, and what are some sample use cases, or why would we want to implement something like this in our sales process and our workflows? And then the second question to that is, how does marketing figure into this mix now?
Okay, great. Yeah. So, well, let's take a couple of examples, right? Let's take the example of the typical out of office. Because that's the one where everybody knows they're coming in for the most part. And for the most part, we skip right over them. Mm-hmm. So we get this OOO, this out of office email. And it says something like, hey, it's Matt. I'm out of the office until Monday. While I'm gone, contact Sally. If it's important or urgent, here's my cell phone number.
Right.
Now, one of the things to remember is most of these auto responses, they don't have signatures. All of the meat, if you will, all the intelligence is in the body. And so that's really important. It's tricky to get that. And that's one of the specialties of LeadGnome. It's an AI engine, you know, in the background. Mm-hmm. Let's look at this data, right? All of this great information about Matt. We know when he's coming back. Well, we can automate setting up tasks rather than put everything in that comment field.
Right.
You know, we can literally now, because we have automation, create tasks for the lead or contact owner, for whoever is engaging with Matt, to call Matt on Tuesday. Give him a day to clean up from, you know, being out of the office, either at a conference or vacation. Let his Monday be free, but call him on Tuesday. Our connect rates go up, right? Timing is everything. We know this as salespeople. The other thing is we have a phone number to call now. We might not have had his number. Maybe we had the office number. Maybe we had his direct line, but now we have a cell phone number. That's great information for us. And we have a net new contact, Sally. Now, Sally is somebody that Matt trusts to take care of things while he's gone. This is often a lieutenant. When I was, leading marketing departments, I would often either hand it off to my CMO, person above me, or my direct reports that owned significant chunks of the operation for me. Mm-hmm. And so these are meaningful people, not just within the organization, but typically within the opportunity that you're trying to nurture and move forward to a close. So the information in something as simple as your common out-of-office email or autoresponse, you know, just really, really important stuff. But let's take one like a left the company response, which are becoming more and more popular these days. You may or may not have seen these, but companies now want to be transparent, want to be proactive, and want to provide people that are engaging with them with information so that the business continues and thrives. And part of that is if somebody leaves the company. Now, we all know these, the databases out there and the lists, they're all looking for trigger events. One of which is when somebody starts in a new company. And generally speaking, we know about those things because a V-level or a C-level person has joined a new company and a press release goes out. And that's great for sort of that upper echelon of the workforce. But all the way through the ranks of an organization are our buyers. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not always the C-level person. And left the company emails go right through the organization, right? It could be a manager, it could be a director, it could be a V or C level person, but there's a lot more breadth there. And what do these tell us? Well, you know, a left the company email might look like, we wanted to let you know that Matt's no longer with the company. Going forward, please contact Sally. Here's her information. Well, this is great from a tactical perspective, certainly, and maybe some marketing thoughts in here. Mm-hmm. Matt's not going to be there, so we should take them off the distribution list, right? The email list. And we should add Sally to that list now. From a sales perspective, this is one of those incredible opportunities that folks like Craig Elias actually train hundreds of people a year to work. And Steve Richard, who runs Exec Vision, was part of Voresight, et cetera, talks about this in a, what does he call it? His phrase is old client, new company. Mm-hmm. As salespeople, we know the best people to sell to are the people we've sold to in the past. And if this person who left the company was somebody you sold to, you want to go find them where they land. And with automation, we can do those kinds of things now. And so, you know, the rate at which we would win that deal, because first of all, we know about it before any of the competition, and this person was a previous customer. Gartner and folks like Craig Elias put this at 74% win rate if you're first in. This is incredible. This is really powerful stuff and very strategic from, you know, the sales cycle here. You know, we're getting some really great information.
You know, I did a module for one of my online classes on referral systems and how to automate that. And one of the options was this, what I call social mining, which is to take, in our case, client data for people who have left the company and look at their loyalty scores. So if we did a, if we were in a larger company and do net promoter surveys, which is, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being best, would you refer us, blah, 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 blah. So to capture that NPS score and overlay it with what you're talking about, it's a slam dunk to find a loyal person who was a client of ours who is now located at another company. I mean, it can't get any better than that.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's why not only automating, if you will, the identification of this information, but then making sure it goes into the systems where we can marry the knowledge that somebody left with the NPS data.
Right.
Right now, the workflow is tremendously powerful. And this is what all of this big data stuff is about, right? And we have the power to leverage it now. I just, you know, I get very excited about this because I see it in action every day with my customers, and I used it in the trenches. Very, very powerful for us. Let me give you another example, which is kind of, again, there's a tactical piece and a strategic piece. And then we can talk about some other stuff as well. We often will get an auto response that sounds something like, as of April 15th, sorry, I picked tax day. As of April 15th, I just want to let you know that my email address is changing from matt@smallfish.com to matt@bigfish.com. Please update your records accordingly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's great. And the tactical piece of this is, well, we should go update that record. So now when we send emails, they're still getting to Matt. But if we think about it from a strategic perspective, something significant has happened because, I like to say, to the right of the at sign, the email domain has changed.
Right.
And that means one of two things is happening. Either there's a rebranding event or there's an M&A event. Mm-hmm. Both are significant touch points for us as salespeople, right? We're either going to go in and protect our territory, right? Because opportunities could just sort of disappear on us, or current customers could. But there's also opportunities to sell in here and make a small opportunity into a big opportunity. And so, you know, there's lots of ways we can leverage the information that's coming at us if we would only take some time to look at these replies. And I know that's really hard to do manually because I've done it. But with automation, it makes it so simple, makes it really easy for us.
So you mentioned that, as again, we were talking about marketing's role in this. It's sounding like when you're putting in something like this, that connection between marketing and sales becomes stronger. Have you seen that as well, that there's a lot more cooperation now between the two entities?
I have. And this is really what was part of my aha moment. I was running a small marketing department, and the sales team was driving at accounts. We've heard about account-based marketing, you know, account-based everything concepts. You know, we've been, some marketing teams have been doing this for years. Certainly sales people have been doing this forever, right? We're going to choose some accounts that we think are the right ones to go after for certain characteristics, and we're going to try and penetrate those accounts and find out if there's an opportunity and then work that opportunity. Well, marketing has been more of a blunt instrument, right? It's hard for marketers to figure out how to broaden and deepen our knowledge within the accounts. But with reply emails, we're able to do that quite handily, right? So if I'm sending in an email to support my sales team, if I get an out of office, I'm going to find people in and around that opportunity. If I find a left the company, if I find, you know, all these kinds, if I get a human response from a marketing campaign, I'm going to get more and more information. And these pieces of information, whether they're cell phone numbers or whether they're net new contacts or whether they're insights about somebody's title has changed, right? They just got a promotion or they moved jobs or what have you. All of that is significantly more relevant than an opportunistic inbound type of lead or an MQL, which, you know, we, as marketers, we try and do our best about scoring, but here's an opportunity where we can provide information within the target account. And I'll tell you, sales loves that, right? That's music to our ears. Mm-hmm. And when marketing can provide that, we're absolutely going to become more close, right? We're going to start to align better. We're going to work on accounts together. And, you know, I just think that this is a source of data that provides us as, you know, a joint operation, smarketing, mm-hmm. some people talk about it, with more fuel, right? More intelligence that allows us to accelerate those deals.
Most definitely. So I'm hearing a number of different things that just benefits of implementing something like this. You know, obviously the pipeline's going to grow. Sounds like because we can beef up our referral engines on especially the I'm moving companies emails, that that's going to increase the velocity and the close rates as well, because we're not dealing with unknown entities on some of these records. We're actually looking at people that we've had business with in the past. I'm also hearing that you're cleansing the database. Yay.
We are. Basically, every send allows us to know, you know, at the very least, whether somebody's there or not. But more importantly, you know, maybe they have a new title. Maybe, you know, whatever. There's all this great information that comes at us, and we can keep that database up to date.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So email deliverability, there's so many things that impact a cleansed database that I think you guys know enough to know that the cleaner, the better, the more quality that's in there. The other thing I heard was that the reps may not have to do a lot of data entry on certain things, or is that, am I dreaming when I say that?
You're 100% correct. So
okay.
We can integrate with, you know, Salesforce and HubSpot and all these other CRMs and marketing automation systems like Marketo and Eloqua, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And that alleviates all of the data entry. Yeah. It's just really, really powerful.
That's
and
great.
By the way, we also clean up the salesperson's mailbox, right? So we get this stuff back. It's sitting in our inbox and we trip over it. We'll clean up that noise. We'll tuck it away neatly somewhere else for you. And that's really powerful because now all of the engagement, the back and forth emails that are most important on a day-to-day basis for the sales folks are sitting in your inbox without the distraction, without the noise of an auto response, because we've taken care of that for you and pushed the data into the appropriate system for you that you can action on it at the appropriate time. And then we move that off to the side and to say, you know, a reply folder, or a, if you want to segment it out, a left the company folder, you know, to get specific. But we can move that out of the way, and now there's much more clarity around your inbox.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the other thing I really like about this is in chapter 3 of Predictable Prospecting, we talk about an influence map. And the influence map has the main decision maker in the center of the bullseye, so to speak. The next level out is that direct influencer, and the next level out from that are indirect influencers. So just based on what we were talking about before with the reply mails, emails, I'm not out of the office, you're starting to build that map so that you can go in right away and start calling people. Because if your tone is, you know, Matt said to contact you about this issue, and you're talking to the person that he said to contact, you have that level of authority that they're going to probably give you a lot more information if you put those folks in your calling queue while Matt is out and start mapping in and finding out more intel about whether there are initiatives at the company, what the challenges are, get some more feedback so that when Matt does come back, your sales argument just becomes all that more stronger. So I really
Absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And what we're doing with these kinds of responses is providing more and more folks in and around the opportunity. And we know, you know, that it takes, I think it's Gartner, but others have done the same study, Serious Decisions and others, around the number of people it takes to close a deal. And it's, you know, it's by consensus. And so we need to influence many more people. It's not just a one and done kind of deal for most of us. Mm-hmm. And so getting to these people and engaging with them, building rapport, sharing the ideas, and influencing really helps.
Right. And, you know, there's this big thing, research. Well, this is the best intel to get is by having these discussions with the influencers around that bullseye. I mean, you're going to get their language, the way they describe the problem. You're going to get the, you're going to be able to hear the tonality of their voice and figure out, you know, how severe the problem is. You can get so much more out of a conversation with lieutenants than trying to research everything on the internet. So I, yeah, agreed. This is really great. So let's talk numbers, because here I am solo, and I probably would kill myself trying to do these manually. But at what point does this become a viable solution for companies? Is there like a magic number, or is it based on transaction volume? How many records? How do you decide, or how do you help people plan for putting something like this in, this type of engine?
Yeah, great question. So I don't know that there's a magic number. I think everybody has a different tolerance for the amount of pain they're willing to go through manually, and frankly, the amount of time, right? So these systems certainly are far cheaper than using, you know, going in and doing it ourselves, just because, you know, we're expensive resources, right? We're supposed to be selling, not looking for data and then doing the data entry. Mm-hmm. But with today's inside sales, SDR, LDR type of teams that are using many of these new cadence systems out there, like, you know, Yesware and Outreach and SalesLoft, those systems are designed to have emails going out every, you know, whatever the frequency is for you, but every other day, mixing with calls and so on. And so our time is being driven, I think, even to smaller free periods. Right. And, you know, because we have all of this automation helping, but it's also creating a lot more on the feedback that we're not able to handle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in my experience, even if we're just getting a few a day or a few a week, people don't have time. And if we miss some of this information that's timely, like an out of office, because you want to know about that and you want to know who the person referred you to, so that you can take advantage of it in that window while they're out, right? That's the best time to do it. Timing is everything. So if you get to it in a week, you've kind of lost that opportunity to engage the new contact. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of factors. But, you know, if you're getting a couple a day and that's too many for you to really look at, then you should be turning to automation. And, you know, the price point for this kind of stuff is really cheap. So, you know, most salespeople aren't sending more than 2,500 emails a month, even with the automation.
Yeah.
And that's $10 a month, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's nothing. Nothing. So right. You get all that benefit, and it's really, it's just so economical and powerful that I think today's capabilities with SaaS services like Lead Gnome just drive the price point so far down and alleviate the pain and provide such great insight that it's, you know, I think the equation is fairly simple.
And
I know I'm biased about it, but I just think it's simple.
Indeed. I know some people are thinking out there, like I was thinking when I started studying your company, is that people are getting smart in their out of office replies, and they're not necessarily giving out a lot of information anymore. Some people are just saying, I'll be back in the office XYZ, and they don't give you an alternative. What are you seeing, though, is the culture of especially the larger companies to provide more information to people? Is it role specific? Is it across the board that people are helpful with their out of office, or are you seeing people be very brief and not giving away the farm, so to speak, because of systems like these? Is there any fear of that?
So I don't believe there is. I never buy into that, right? We've heard email is dead. We've heard that for years now. Email is actually growing, right? And we've heard worries about, well, people aren't putting information into out of office. People are putting enormous amounts of information into out of office. And depending on your vertical and the type of person that you're trying to engage with, because they're trying to engage on the way back sometimes, right? So, you know, I leverage my out of office to provide somebody with a piece of collateral, you know, an offering that says, hey, take a look at this because I think you can have some use out of it. And when I get back to the office, we can chat about it kind of thing. So there are certainly some verticals that are probably more restrictive than others, but in general, companies are actually trying to be more proactive and more transparent about things in order for business to provide a new level of engagement, right? Mm-hmm. This is part of ABM and part of that whole notion, which is we want to truly engage. Left the company emails are on the rise. Mm-hmm. Why? Because companies don't want to miss out on certain aspects of business. If somebody leaves, and particularly if they were a customer-facing or a public-facing type of, you know, part of the organization, they don't want folks that have been interacting to find that out when there's a hard bounce.
Right.
6 months down the road. So for 6 months, there's a left the company thing to prep everybody. And so that important deals aren't missed or contracts, you know, even in the legal departments and the financial departments of organizations, these are very common these days. So I actually don't see it as a concern for most companies. I see it going sort of the other direction, where companies are trying to provide people that they interact with as much information as possible, including, you know, including spam blockers, right? So there are these things out there, we've probably all seen them, where you send an email in and you get this somewhat intimidating email back says, I don't know you. I'm not going to deliver the email to the person you want it to go to until you do click on this link, which is, you know, like a capture or something at the other side, right? It's a manual process. Well, that they're trying to protect their people, and they should be, right? They don't want stuff just coming in that is noise to their employees. Mm-hmm. But here's an opportunity, and you're going to miss it if you're not looking at replies.
Right.
This is an opportunity for you to do something very simple, a one-click thing, and now your email will get to its intended recipient. And what could be easier and
exactly.
more powerful for us? Otherwise, we're blocked. Otherwise, we're completely blocked.
Yeah. So, Matt, we are getting close to out of time here. This has been a great discussion. I'm sure people are leaning in to listening to you. So how would we continue learning about this and exploring this reply technology and intelligence and insights? What's the best way for us to continue that discussion with you or your team?
Yeah, so I've got quite a few avenues, right? Anyone can just send me an email, matt@leadgnome.com, visit the site, give me a call. My information is all up there. Check out the site. There's lots of great information on our website. If you want a demo, real simple demo, we can show you the power of what we're doing. And we provide a free, no credit card, nothing, 30-day trial. So you can actually see the power of what's going on. And if you like it, great. And if it's not for you, then really you haven't lost anything. It's very simple to get up and running. Literally, our customers are up and running in 2 minutes.
Wow.
Literally.
Okay. And I'll put all the links for those of you who are driving listening to this, I will put all the links on Matt's page of the site. I will say that for those of you who are statistics driven like I am and love numbers, there's a lot of great numbers there to support the sales argument, if you will, or specificity around how this stuff really is going to help you. I mean, especially if you're in selling, trying to get to that next stage in the pipeline and fill your funnel. I can't imagine what this must look like in the summer months and Christmas time when everybody's out running around.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Or ski week in February if you're in California.
Exactly.
I mean, I can just imagine that. I remember when I was in sales, the 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's was gold for me to be selling because of that very thing. I would look for those types of notifications coming in for next of report, you know, to find who in the hierarchy. And because I approached the responses such that, well, it says right here in the email that we are to contact you and that you're to help us. So when you put it like that and phrase it like that, they're more apt to give you more information as to what's going on. So I took quite a lot of advantage of that when I was selling large systems back in the day. So I think this is a great opportunity for you guys to look at a game changer, really, with the reply emails that we never really talk about. You know, when I started looking at this, I'm like, you know, we talked about it very briefly in a manual fashion and let it go. And that was in 2011. And nothing right. since. So, yeah, this is great. So thank you so much, Matt, for coming on the show. And best of luck to you. I think this is going to be a great asset for a lot of companies.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, if anybody has questions, just let me know. I'm always eager to talk about this.
Yeah, you sound very passionate about it. So that's cool. All right. Well, make sure I put all those links on there for everybody. Give Matt a call. And he actually has on the website that you can type in your question to him. So he's fully loaded with all the nice tools to help you reach out and connect. Thanks again, Matt.
All right. Take care.